Dr. Penske dictating a mail IME on Sean, S-H-A-W-N, Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S. Sean Thomas is a 62-year-old male who describes he was a delivery driver moving produce weighing 50 to 75 pounds per load. Period, while moving it off the truck, he, quote, must have torn the meniscus in his right knee, period, end quote. He denies any distinct trauma to the knee, but recalls that evening his knee swelled up while at home. Period, he did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. He did seek treatment at Rothman Institute and was diagnosed with a torn meniscus. Period, this was not treated with surgical intervention. Period, he has been receiving approximately 2 to 3 injections per year. Period. He denies any previous injuries or problems with the right knee. Period, and put this in bold. However, he in fact did undergo x-rays of the right knee on 2/19/19 at the referral of Dr. Style, S-T-Y-L-E. Period, the history was, quote, right knee pain, comma, recent injury, period, end quote. New paragraph. We will use the summary of treatment within the cover letter, supplemented by the following remarks chronologically. Period, on 3/30/20, he was seen again by Dr. Patel, period. He had been treated successfully with viscosupplementation injections since September 2019. Period, he was a delivery driver and had been working part-time and states that at the end of his shifts, he has moderate to severe pain. Period, on this occasion, he presented with a 10-day history of swelling, stiffness, and pain, which can be severe in intensity. Period, he stood 73 inches tall and weighed 289 pounds with a BMI of 38.12. Period, examined both knees, found a 1+ effusion with range of motion between 5 and 120 degrees. Period, provocative maneuvers were negative. Period, he rendered a diagnosis of bilateral primary osteoarthritis of the knee. Period. Additional corticosteroid injections were administered that day. Period, the plan was for repeat viscosupplementation injections in the next few weeks. Period. New paragraph. On 6/23/20, he was seen also at Rothman by Dr. Multer, M-O-L-T-E-R. Period, will insert again what is from the cover letter. He ascertained a history of prostate cancer and surgery 10 years ago, comma, hypertension, comma, high cholesterol, comma, sleep apnea, comma, and recreational drug use. Period, he described lumbar spine pain, more so with the left leg pain that is going on in the last 3 to 4 weeks. Period, there was not one significant injury or illness. There was not one significant illness, injury, or event that brought about these symptoms. Period, the pain he has is located on the left side, only radiating to the leg. Period, he denied having these symptoms in the past. Period, he tried to remain active at this time, but finds pain was limiting him. Period, he had done a steroid pack and muscle relaxant without much relief. Period, he has a known history of prostate cancer dating back to 2009, for which he had prostatectomy. Period, he stated his numbers had been negligible since then. Period, he works as a delivery driver and his pain was limiting him. Period, lumbar spine x-ray showed minimal degenerative changes at the L5-S1 level. Period, Dr. Multer diagnosed low back pain, comma, lumbar radiculopathy, comma, and intervertebral disc degeneration. Period. He ordered an MRI to lumbar spine, commenting that he had a known history of prostate cancer with continued symptomatology. Period, he did not believe he could tolerate physical therapy with his pain level right now. Period. And then he did have a lumbar MRI in 7/15/20 to be inserted. Period. New paragraph, prior records show he had x-rays of the right knee on 2/19/19 as described above. Period. There were no acute or recent bony injuries detected. Period. There was a small bony density posteriorly on the lateral view, comma, possibly fabella, F-A-B-E-L-L-A, comma, small, possibly dystrophic calcification, also noted near the fibular head. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower. Motion of the left hip was guarded when supine and associated with tenderness. Period. He attributed to a motor vehicle accident that occurred about a year ago. Period. When prone, he had full range of motion at the left hip. Period. Motion of the right hip, both knees and ankles, was full on all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5- for resisted right hamstring strength, but was otherwise 5/5. Period. Knee maneuvers, he had a positive rapid release compression maneuver on the right, which was negative on the left. Thoracic, normal, lumbar, sacral, hand bladder with a non-reproducible limp on the right, but did not use a handheld assisted device. Pretty was able to stand on his heels and toes. Pretty changed positions fluidly and was able to squat to 50 degrees and rise. Period. Impressions. It is my understanding that Sean Thomas, 62-year-old male, alleges that occupational exposures from 5/1/19 through 5/12/19 caused permanent disability to his right knee. Period. This obviously was not a particularly long period of time. Period. He did not sustain any distinct trauma. Period. He sought care with Dr. Patel on 5/7/19. Period. He was treated conservatively with medications and injections. Period. Interestingly, Mr. Thomas called the office on several occasions requesting something for pain and for MRI studies. Period. He did undergo these MRIs and was found to have arthritis. Period. He followed up through 3/26/20 for a telemedicine visit. Pretty stated he had recurrent pain in both knees. Period. This pain started after he took a new job the previous year as a delivery driver, where he had to jump in and out of trucks multiple times throughout the day. Period. The pain level at the end of a shift could reach 9/10. Period. On 3/30/20, he did accept another injection to the knee. Period. New paragraph. On 6/23/20, he was seen in the same group by Dr. Mulder for the low back pain on the left with radicular symptoms. Period. He underwent x-rays and was begun on medications. Period. He ordered an MRI of the lumbar spine, taking into account that the petitioner had a history of prostate cancer with surgery with continued symptomatology. Period. On 10/30/20, he returned to Dr. Mulder, having undergone new paragraph. We are not in receipt of the actual progress notes after the visit of 6/23/20. Period. You have informed me that on 7/14/20, he presented with low back pain. Period. You already had the MRI, as noted above. Period. He followed up on 10:30:20 period. Dr. Malter disagreed that this was a pre-existing condition, as petitioner had no pain with range of motion testing on his hip exam in the past, whereas now he barely tolerated any type of movement of that joint. Brady recommended the petitioner reach out to his attorney to see if this could be covered under workers' compensation. Period. New paragraph, Mr. Thomas was employed by the insured for a very brief period. Period. He currently states this was on a full-time basis, and he had just started working with them. Period. He now works in sales for Orbit Energy and Power since October 2021. Period. He reports his symptoms are better now than when they first began. Period. His current job involves him sitting at a desk. Period. Although he denies it, there was documentation of a prior injury and problem with the right knee, leading to x-rays on 2/19/19. Period. In paragraph, the current examination of Mr. Thomas found him to be markedly obese. Period. He had ambulated with a non-reproducible limp on the right, but did not require a handheld assisted device for ambulation. But there was also variable range of motion about the left hip. Period. When supine, it was guarded, but when prone, it was full. Period. He did have full range of motion of both knees without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Applies compression maneuver on the right, elicited tenderness, but was negative on the left. Period. Other provocative maneuvers were negative for instability or internal derangement. Period. New paragraph. Relative to his alleged occupational exposure, Sean Thomas has 0% permanent partial disability referable to the right knee. Period. It is not surprising that he was found by MRI to have degenerative changes not only on the right knee but also the left. Period. These comport with his age and obesity. Period. They were not caused, permanently aggravated, or accelerated to a material degree by the alleged occupational exposures. Period. Any pre-existing abnormalities he had in the knee were also not permanently aggravated or accelerated. Period. End.